Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Tuesday, May 30. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, decomposing body of a 64-year-old man of Fokole discovered in his home today. Caribbean Network in Defense of Humanity, St. Lucia chapter launched on Friday. And White House Communications Director resigns 3 months after being hired by President Donald Trump. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Celebrating mom can never be one day only. That's why Quartz is giving you up to 50% off selected items across the store. Plus, pay nothing for 60 days. Offer valid till May 31st. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details. She's too momvelous to celebrate for just one day. So, get her something with up to 50% off selected items across the store. Quartz, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month for the draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go buy Fast Cash. Q95 has received information that a 64-year-old man of Fokole was discovered dead in his home today. Preliminary reports indicate that the body of the elderly man was discovered by members of the community and that the body was found in an early stage of decomposition. Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan, says the DLP government's recent attempt to pass a proposed bill, which in some ways sought to legalize cheating and bribery in general elections, was a big joke. Astafan sees this attempt as disrespectful and mischievous. He says government must refrain from implementing laws which can create an atmosphere of dictatorship in a democratic country.
In talking to an attorney friend from overseas, he suggested that for a government to bring that bill that they're considering to amend the Electoral Act before the House, it's a big joke, because how can you bring something before the House to try to decriminalize something that is criminal? One of the fundamental things about the Westminster style democracy is that it is a dictatorship of the majority. And to ensure that tyranny is not raged against the minority group in the House, the rules must be clear. One of the major factors that all over the world, framers of electoral laws are well aware of: if you impoverish a people, you give them, you know, handouts, and you bribe them, and you keep them, you know, in a very poor state, then you will find that they will be willing to vote for you. And, you know, the mere presentation of the act before the House clearly dictates that the government is either ill-informed or they're very bold and want to legislate things that are not acceptable to basic democratic principles. It's not acceptable under basic democratic principles.
Meanwhile, Dominica Freedom Party General Secretary Johnson Boston is calling on Police Chief Daniel Carbon to re-educate himself on the provisions of the Constitution which governs the Dominica affairs. Boston's comment is in response to Carbon's recent statement, where he reportedly advised citizens not to protest near the Parliament building. However, Boston says the police chief has no right to warn or demand that persons refrain from protesting anywhere, as it is their right to protest if they feel aggrieved by any government decisions.
You have to have the Parliament being governed properly. In fact, I heard police commissioner saying to people that they should not go to Parliament. And I think Parliament is not a place where people should not go. People should have an interest in Parliament. I was in the UK and I went to the House of Commons. I went to the House of Lords. I mean, one could well understand if people have a grievance and they want to go and demonstrate their displeasure for what is being put forward, then they would want to go there, and not in the normal, quiet peace of mind, because you're disturbed. So obviously the security, the police has to make some arrangement to ensure that the people, property, and everyone, including even those who are protesting are protected. And those who goes excessive against the rules, against the law, then they'll be dealt with. But to tell people don't go to Parliament and the law giving the right to protect Parliament really is taking this thing where it should not go. And I think that is very distasteful. And I think the Commissioner of Police need to take a course in understanding what a democracy is about and what the rights of people are to dissent.
Acting Chief Youth Development Officer Gregory Revere has announced that a multi-purpose media center is soon to be completed at the Marigot Youth Center. Revere was speaking at the 44th graduation ceremony of the Youth Skills Training Program recently. He said UNICEF has donated over $40,000 to provide the youth with training in media-related programs.
The Youth Division also recognized an emerging trend where more and more youth are showing strong interest in music and videography. In this regard, a modern state-of-the-art multimedia center and recording studio is 90% complete at the Marigot Youth Center. Youth will have full access to this facility, which will of course be managed by the Marigot Youth Center Club. They will be able to record their music, record their videos, and have them available on the World Wide Web instantaneously. To complement this facility, funds to a tune of $40,750 was received from UNICEF to train 30 youth in media-related programs.
Housing Minister Reginald Austrey is issuing a call for the private sector to partner with government to assist with the housing needs of the country's citizens. The minister says there is a great need for the private sector's involvement in the housing program. He says government alone cannot fulfill the housing needs in Dominica.
There's also a lot of room for the private sector involvement in the housing programs because, like for example, we had 60 apartment units between Emzon and Bath Estate and we got 1,200 applicants. And some of these were public officers with pretty decent salaries, you know, who can afford to pay. In Silver Lake, we're doing some perks in Silver Lake. So there is room in the economy for private sector to get involved in the housing development. And we have thrown out this challenge on several occasions, inviting the private sector to come on board to assist us in fulfilling some of our housing needs. We will partner with you, we will support you. Where we have land, we can get into an arrangement with the land. We can get into arrangement with duty free for specified projects. We can do that too. Because the government alone cannot do it. There is room for the private sector. There is a need for the private sector. And I have to use that opportunity to urge private sector individuals, private sector firms, private sector companies. There's a lucrative market for housing. I mean, the banks will tell you that the applications are numerous, tremendous, large volumes of applicants looking for housing solutions. And the government is quite prepared to partner with anybody who has a viable, a well-thought-out program that the government can participate in. We're prepared to partner with the private sector in fulfilling the housing needs of the citizens of this country.
And a permanent secretary in the Ministry of Health and the Environment, Davis Leiter, has called on the public to integrate climate-resilient practices for the enhancement of national development. Leiter was speaking at the third annual pilot program for climate resilience, PPCR, validation consultation, which got underway Monday at the Fortune Hotel. The consultation was organized by the Ministry of Health in collaboration with the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, DVRP. The purpose of the consultation was to validate progress made by Dominica for the reporting period January to December 2016 on the integration and mainstreaming of climate resilience into national planning.
The Ministry of Health and Environment, through the DVRP, has presented and managed the monitoring and reporting platform for the integration of climate resilience into development planning. However, the sustainability of the process rests within the public and private sectors. It rests within each and every single individual in Dominica. To utilize the best practice for integrating what we hear into what we continue to do as persons concerned about our development. So I therefore encourage you to participate fully in today's exercise and hopefully that whatever comes out of this exercise will help us be more resilient in mitigating the effects of climate change to our lovely Dominica.
Meanwhile, DVRP monitoring and evaluation specialist Nadat Langford said Dominica has made progress towards incorporating a climate resilience into national planning.
The country has been showing steady progress over the past 3 years in integrating and mentioning climate resilience into national planning and development. In terms of the way forward, we have identified some of the key areas that needs to be addressed. For example, development and adoption of sector plans embedding climate resilience strategies based on the interview process, the data collection process over the last 3 years. We have observed that most of the line ministries or the sectors are not guided by an adopting plan, strategic plan. Secondly, capacity building and resilience planning to include climate risk screening. We note that most times that interventions are identified, there's no climate risk screening involved in the process or resilience built into the investment. In terms of core indicator two, the capacity building and monitoring and evaluation for key partners in terms of they collecting the data, using the right instruments to collect the data and so forth, to adopt an evidence-based approach to monitoring resilience within the sectors, and lastly, to identify and implement sector incentives and or legislative policies in the context of climate resilience.
In more news, a new solidarity organization has been launched in St. Lucia. It's the St. Lucia chapter of the Caribbean Network in Defense of Humanity, launched there on Friday, May 19. The local chapter was established in April. A soft launch took place on May 19, at which the founding members agreed to build the local chapter, drawing from the cultural and intellectual community in St. Lucia and throughout the diaspora. The organization already has branches in Barbados and Cuba, and like the others, the local chapter will coordinate solidarity activities and statements of related cultural and intellectual activists, including writers and artists who subscribe to its aims and objectives. And the White House communications director has resigned just 3 months after being hired by President Donald Trump. Mike Dubker, an experienced Republican strategist, was hired to revamp the White House media strategy. As part of the shakeup, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer will reportedly hold on to his position, but there will be fewer media briefings. The reshuffle follows reports of disarray in the White House communications team. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Decomposing body of a 64-year-old man of Fokole discovered in his home today. Caribbean Network in Defense of Humanity, St. Lucia chapter launched on Friday. And White House Communications Director resigns 3 months after being hired by President Donald Trump. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.